Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You left the door open.
Rude. What, are we podcasting the whole neighborhood, Aaron?
That was funny. All right.
All right, class, have a seat.
Oh, I'm your substitute.
No, I'm your substitute teacher, and I will be teaching you about riddles today. What do we know about riddles?
What makes you qualified to do this?
Well, I went to high school.
I've listened to over 90 episodes of a riddle podcast.
Can't you roll in a TV and we can watch something?
Hold on.
Like, what's that movie?
Hold on. I need to address a lie. You've listened to 90 episodes of a riddle podcast? I know for a fact riddle podcasts don't exist. That's an unpalatable combination, my man.
Over 90 episodes.
What's your name?
My name?
Stand up. What's your name?
My name's Clark Kent.
Take off your shirt. Take off those glasses. Guess I'm going to the next town.
What's the movie that I'm thinking of? Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's the podcast I'm thinking of? It's a riddle riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. We're sitting in a different order than we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me feel seasick.
We're sitting on a boat. We're sitting in boat order.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
It's it's an Aaron episode, so that means we're going to talk for a while before we get into the riddles.
Because
that's what I enjoy. What's up?
Your question to the table is what's up?
What's up?
Okay, it's a 2014 Pixar movie. It's about an old man.
Is that what it's about? It's about an old man.
It's about an old man and a Boy Scout.
I thought it was about balloons. Adel, you weren't at World News last night. Where were you?
That is correct. I was not at World News last night. Last night, I did 10 minutes of improv for something called Geeks Who Drink, which is a very cool trivia, pub trivia type competition. It was in a massive atrium at the end of Navy Pier.
Agitorium.
At the end of Navy Pier.
That's what you call it, old folks home, right? An agitorium.
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 Wait a second. No, this is a retirement community.
No, Grandma, you're going to the agitorium.
Will it's I like get a crematorium. To see stars?
Oompa, oompa, doompa dee doo.
You're here over 80. You in public will not do.
So is it Navy Pier?
Mm-hmm. Is it Navy Pier? I did 10 minutes of improv. They Might Be Giants
Pier.
Was playing, so I got to see them. And yeah, it was very fun. There's a lot of, sounds like we have a lot of crossover between pub trivia fans and people who listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of people there who recognize me from the show.
And yet, famously, we don't do trivia on this show.
No, we do riddles, but pub trivia is more like what we do. Because straight up trivia is like, what's the capital of Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Your butt.
But pub trivia is like, if you remove a letter from this famous, you know, rapper, it'll form something else.
Your butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Aaron, we'd love to get you on a pub trivia team.
I'm the worst.
The name of our team is Your Butt.
You know what? When I was dating around from the apps.
Aaron paused to put a music sting.
When I was dating around,
I've been
on the
dating
apps,
around.
A lot of guys for the first or second date wanted to do pub trivia. And I was like, that is a great sixth or seventh date.
What?
I do not want to go to pub trivia for a first or second date.
Aaron?
That's a terrible first or second date idea.
Aaron, this is my new segment called you're wrong.
Well, so Aaron,
that's the whole show. Aaron, is you guys thinking I'm wrong? What?
Why is it such a bad idea for a first date?
Because you're not actually talking to each other. You're in a loud space. You're not focused on the person. That is the one thing you need to do for a first date.
Here's what I think. I think most people do like movies and stuff on a first date. I think that's terrible because you watch a movie.
Bad.
There's nothing to talk about. You can't talk during the movie. I also think a lot of people do dinners or something where that's like 2 hours of talking. So I think pub trivia is a nice balance between. We can talk in between rounds. We're talking to suss out the answer, but there's also this distraction in terms of like we're both collectively doing this thing. So I think it's a good balance where you're not, it's not like, so what else can we talk about? There's like a constant injection.
No, it's a smart, it's a, also like a smartness test. If a guy suggests that, I'm like, oh, you want me to be smart?
Was this when you dated Bill Gates?
Yeah, it's when I dated Bill
Gates.
Well,
so here's the thing. I think that like some pub trivias that are like the really hyper competitive, like, you know, people wear the fucking shirts and they do the pub trivia thing. That would be, I'd be like, no, that's a terrible date
spot. Also strange though, because it would just be the two of us on a team together.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, they're on a first. It's just too weird. What if you lose?
And
it's
the
just
team,
strange.
Did he put the team name is Sex Tonight? Question
mark. Sex Tonight? Question mark.
I would like a pub trivia on a second date or first date. Well, maybe not a first date. Maybe a second date because it does give you like space to talk in between, especially if you weren't taking it too seriously. Like, because I feel like I'd go into pub trivia on a second date and be like, they'd be like, and now like what Olsen twin? And I'd be like, I don't fucking know. Like, I have no idea what this is. Hey, like, talk to me about like what age you were when you first lost a tooth or whatever you say on dates.
Is that what you say on dates?
My questions are all about your teeth.
Yeah, the one, like the, I guess, I mean, I didn't end up dating any of them, but like the one guy I did that with, like, rolled his eyes twice when I didn't know something. And
what?
I was like, this fucking is boring. Here's my advice for first dates.
Then it's a good purity test.
I think people in motion, I like you should be walking or moving. That is always helpful for a date.
Aaron, based on what you're saying, if we were to ever go on a date, yes, you're my queen, I would take you to a petting zoo. And my queen can walk wherever she wants.
And
my
I can
queen
kill
can touch all the
what I want to eat.
I'd say, pick one, and you'd point to one, and I'd kill it and cook it up for you.
Aww.
And they'd be like, oh my God, you can't do that. And I'd be like, here's some money. And they're like, sir, this is $3.
yeah, that's what I think about that. But I mean, I do love like pub trivia. Just I don't think it's a good first date. JPC, what's up with you?
What is up with you? You're sweating profusely. Your eyes are shifting all over the room.
Yeah, I'm sweating. I'm wearing a vest okay. That has lots of bright lights on it.
And there's that white van out front.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
It says
dog catcher.
Not a cop pizza.
not a cop pizza.
Not Guys, a cop
pizza. Are you wearing a wire?
So what's up with me? Well, it is the end of April. So what am I doing right now?
That's what the Ninja Turtles said every episode. Is this the end of April?
The Ninja Turtle, John Travolta.
Cindy? Shell shock?
Yeah, no, nothing. I'm good. Everything's fine.
Great.
Things are good.
I had a lot of fun in world news with you last night.
Okay, now again, it's the end of April.
I know, but right now, in this moment, we had a lot of fun together.
Right now, it's December 7th.
We had like some of the lowest numbers we've had in a long time. It was 5 and 5 for both shows, which
for
is...
For audience.
Yeah, and I was the only lady for both shows. So I had to play a lot for people to think that there were women in the show.
The only woman. There were many ladies in the show.
Oh my
Ooh.
God. But JPC and I did a scene where we were two parents trying to throw Coachella in our living room for our son. And
two parrots?
Two parrots. No, two parents. But I had a lot of fun doing that.
That's awesome.
In that scene, we also, Aaron inadvertently tried to have sex with her son.
I didn't mean to.
And then she realized that she had done that. And she said, oh, no.
This is what happened, okay?
Okay. For playing the son? Just to set the in my mental
Tremaine.
Image.
Tremaine, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
It was his first time sitting in.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But he played our son. And I said the line, you know, I can pretend to be someone else. And I was going to pretend to be like his friend from college.
Yeah.
And the whole audience went, and I went, not what I meant, but it is now. And then I hit on him. But I wasn't going to. I only did because the audience didn't want me to.
So because the audience disagreed with your choice, you doubled down.
Well, it wasn't my choice.
It wasn't even disagreement. It was they were just uncomfortable with seeing a mother fuck their son.
I remember
which
doing
is weird.
Which wasn't my intention.
Pull up any of those perverts Pornhub search results.
I remember doing a scene. I did a scene.
Casey?
I did a scene a few months ago where it was like the first scene of the show and the article was about like endangered wildlife or something. And I was like, I said something where I was like, well, let's have this meeting. And then I was like, you know, let's not let, let's not let this let this play out like it did with baby seals or something.
Mm-hmm.
And once I said baby seals, I didn't even say club baby seals. I just said the word baby seals, and the whole audience went ooh. And I was like, really? Like the first thing, the first scene, just saying the words baby seals.
Maybe they were reacting sensitive to you. And your energy.
I was making a jerk off motion and then a wipe my face and taste it motion.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I know. I see what they're doing. Never mind.
Never mind.
Cut this up.
Case closed.
You know what I love about the wipe my face and taste it motion? Without the jerk off motion, it's completely out of context. But people still know that it's a wipe my face and taste it motion.
The only thing that's up with me is.
Aaron, what's up with you?
I had a dog trainer tell me that my dog is stupid. I told this to JPC last night. Mm-hmm. She was like, your dog is dumb. You have a dumb dog? She is especially stupid, even for a dog. She called her a rube. She called my dog a rube.
That's I want to meet your dog. I'm so excited to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
I will only call her Rube.
That's fine.
Lou the Rube.
Sean and I were like, yeah, of course she is. We have a very dumb dog, and our dog is dumb.
Can I ask, what did this person put her through the ringer of like, here's some tests or here's like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me ask, how quickly into her meeting Lou did she identify Lou as a dumb dog?
It took about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
And then when we were all finally sitting down, she took a big inhale in and went, okay, your dog is dumb.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. This is called smart dog, dumb dog.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give us a scenario of what might happen. Aaron, you're going to tell me what a smart dog does. JP, you're going to tell me what a dumb dog does.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
When I say sit, a smart dog...
Sit.
When I say sit, a dumb dog...
Shits.
When I say speak, a smart dog...
Hello.
When I say speak... That's a genius dog. When I say speak, a dumb dog...
Elbow.
When I say beg, a smart dog...
Please.
When I say beg... A dumb dog.
My knees.
When I...
Just naming different joints.
I'm rhyming.
When I say down girl, a smart dog...
Gone girl.
When I say down girl, a dumb dog...
Did you say down girl, you fucking idiot?
I'm a dog.
I love that.
What's up with me?
A little goofus and gallant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dog trainer, by the way, is she's wonderful. I really, really
incredible.
I really loved her. If you're in Chicago and you want a referral for a great, great dog trainer who specializes
truly amazing.
Who specializes, I should say, in anxiety, you know, tweet at the show. We'll hook you up with that.
And famously, dog trainers in Chicago, no ketchup.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. And then trainers are also tennis shoes. What to do with that?
What to do with that? What are you in Britain? nice trainers, bruv.
Nice trainers, bruv.
Believe, trust.
The other big thing in my life is I'm doing a bunch of research to how expensive it would be to dye my hair blonde.
Ooh. What's your findings?
$20? Super expensive. I know I can't afford it to keep
really?
It up. Yeah. I will in like another year or so when I'm more gray, I think, because then I can do longer times before between.
So what's
hair dyeing.
The difference? Like, can't you just get a box of dye and dye your hair?
So with blonde, since I have naturally like reddish brown hair, I would have to bleach my hair and then dye it blonde. And in order to that for that to look normal and for me not to burn my hair off, I'd have to go to a salon and do it.
Why does Sean want you to have your hair blonde?
He did not. he's just trying to be
he's
nice.
He's been referring to you as Carol.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I know that a lot
Aaron, the
of
show will pick
there.
It up. How much is it?
We can't afford it. I can't stress that we can't.
How much is it?
It's going to be like $350 for the initial. I told you, I can't afford, I can't even a little bit afford a haircut like that.
Why do you want to go blonde?
Well, here, I'll tell you. So I'm going very, very gray very quickly, which I anticipated because my mom went gray really young. But the in-between looks really weird. And then I also audition for TV shows and commercials. Mm-hmm. And anytime I've let my hair grow a little bit gray, they're always like, if you were fully gray, it'd be one thing. But the in-between looks really strange on camera. So I have to continually dye my hair. And I think I would have to dye it less if I was blonde. But also, it's like I'm in a weird in-between spot.
How often do you have to dye your hair?
I have to cover up my gray like once every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
But and that's when I'm being lazy.
You started going gray at a young age, and mm-hmm. JPC started going blue at a young age.
I started blowing grays at a young age. It's a real May-December blowjob.
You went down on Spalding Gray, right?
maybe I'm trying to like secret that like in 3 years I'm going to be really rich and then I'll dye my hair blonde.
Aaron, do you think once you go blonde, you'll have more fun?
I think so, probably. I haven't had fun yet in my life, but fingers crossed.
I think my gray is I'm comfortable with. I was thinking about if there was a point where I would want to dye my hair as well, but I honestly I don't really give a shit about it anyway. I haven't had a haircut in like 16 weeks. No, it's been longer. It's been like five months.
What's the most amount of money you'd spend on a haircut?
I don't know, probably $40.
Isn't that crazy that haircuts are that much?
Yeah.
Now? I mean, the people who cut hair deserve the money, but I'm like, oh my god.
I mean, a haircut for me takes like 25 minutes and I pay like $35 for it, I guess. I mean, that seems fair to me. Mm-hmm. I did go, I may have told the story before. There's a place like right next to my house that I liked. I've been there one time and I really liked it. And I called them one time to see if I could get a haircut. And they're like, we're booked for the next 2 weeks.
We're booked for the next 2 weeks and we're pot bellies. Please we're stop. Pot
and we gave you that as a favor one time because you looked fucking disgusting.
but you were going to play some songs on a stool.
But I called them.
That would be the saddest day if a sandwich shop was like, can we please give you a haircut? You
and
look
like,
terrible.
The salon owner, the person who owns the salon who it's named after, they are available and they can give you a haircut, but their haircuts start at $100.
Go.
And I was like, no, like it's, I don't need it that bad. Like I wouldn't pay $100 for it.
That's wild.
But I think that place is like a little pricier for a men's haircut. And this is another thing I don't get about haircuts is they, as part of the haircut, they wash your hair and you can't opt out of that service at this place.
Well, maybe it's a sanitary thing.
They wash your hair after it's
get
cut.
All them oils.
Really?
Out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Isn't that weird? And you can't, it's like a haircut and a wash, and it's all one thing. You can't, yeah.
Can I tell you, they're cash only too.
It's weird.
My mom is a barber. Can I tell you what's really going on?
Sure.
The secret behind that? Barbers typically, at a certain point, maybe like after a few years, you start to develop a taste for hair. So what they do, is at the ends.
You should see him smiling
ends,
like a fucking creep right now.
Adel's never smiled more than he is.
At the end,
the happiest they want to make this fucking guy.
At the end, they want to make hair soup. So what they do is they wash your head, get all that sweet, sweet loose hair.
Uh-huh.
And then when you leave, they lock the doors, make a little stew, throw in some little child bones, make a little hair soup.
And your musical is bad, correct?
No, it's in progress. It's in limbo and in progress.
It's in limbo. Rush Limbaugh has my musical.
Are we ready for some riddles?
No.
Here are some warm-up riddles.
I said no.
That come from Aiden DeVic. You can use my full name. From Chicago. Back with some original riddles. Are you ready?
I would just like to thank Aiden for aiding us with some riddles.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Aiden.
I said homeboy. I don't know their gender, so home person.
Well, Aiden, thank you so much. They have written some original riddles or orgy riddles, as they call them. These are classic "What am I?" style riddles.
Who
those are my favorite.
Who would you fuck if you're in a big house and there's people they're fucking from house to house?
It's the Lorax.
The Lorax and his origin.
I speak
riddles.
For the orgy.
I am the Lorax. You're coming too loud.
Are you coming for the crowd?
But coming at all is something to be proud. Let's hear Aiden's riddle.
They have sent us two, and this is the first one. I am a symbol of freedom, a symbol of pain. I thrive in the air, but fall in the rain. I am the portent of victory, or the surrender to a foe. Most everyone knows me, but I'm different wherever you go. What am I?
White flag.
Language.
Lady Liberty.
Smoke.
Ooh, I want to say smoke.
Is it a scent?
Nope, you sort of got you. The first thing you said is sort of
white flag,
but
is
just,
it flag?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, surrender or freedom or biscuits already.
You know the song that's like you probably don't know this. This is sort of a deep cut that like, oh say can you see?
Never heard it.
Mm, sounds familiar.
By the dawn's early light.
Yeah. Lance Morissette.
Yeah.
Oh say can you see? By dawn's early.
I want to see a scene. You two are on that boat fighting in a war. and you're seeing...
We're on that boat, baby.
And you're seeing the American flag, and you know that you've won.
Francis, it's me, Scott. I think the key to our song is that we have to write lyrics about what we're seeing. Now, what a beautiful, important moment this is. So let's start to just riff on what we see, and we'll add that to the song. That'll be the lyrics. So, like, there is Daniel's brains out, and they're smeared on the deck, and that dog's running loose.
Hold on, stop, stop. I need something to write this down with. Orson, Scott, give me that card. Let's write this down now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Start again.
Okay. Well, I entered my game. Okay. Well, let's see. What do I see now? Oh, look, there's Sarah. She's breaking up with Dan, who just died in her. Hold on. I just died in your. No, that's nothing. That's nothing. What do you see? You say something. Here, give me the card.
Okay.
What do you see?
And Dan's on his knees. He's begging Sarah to stay. And she spits in his mouth. Well, his mouth is wide open.
I love that.
This is good.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's a rampart? Because I saw those two rams just parted ways.
Oh, I thought it was what Tony Hawk was doing with that spray paint bottle.
Oh, when he did a 1080 Jesus into a rampart?
I just spit in my boyfriend's mouth. And
Sarah,
then he died
Sarah,
in my
hey.
But,
we can't tell. Is Dan dead or not?
Oh, say, wait. Does that Star Spangled Banner?
The flag, you
can't
mean?
Wave? Yeah.
Wait, what did you call it?
Star Spangled Banner?
The flag.
Yeah, oh, fuck. What am I saying?
You're saying Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah.
Which just call a flag a flag.
Yeah, but we're the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hold on. Let me settle this. Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Bruce, your last name's Banner, right?
Yeah.
What would you call that thing right there?
That? That's a Hulk, baby. See?
That's my secret. I'm always freedom.
Are we ready?
Yes. Wait, for what?
Another riddle, you stupid idiot.
Then, yes.
That's the most fun I've ever had, calling someone a name. Why was that so satisfying?
You rube, you simple rube.
You simple rube.
I have a lock and many keys. I have my own language that accomplishes many things. I exist in physical and virtual space. My function is to delineate and also erase. My usage can create and foster connections. I have every capital and also direction.
USB.
Keyboard.
What's the OnStar? Or what's the fucking Magellan? What's the fucking thing?
What's are you
on?
Fucking... Are you
what's the
a
thing
stroke?
That sits in your car and gives you maps?
Rampart.
A rampart. Take the left rampart.
A Garmin?
A Garmin.
GPS.
A GPS?
GPS. No. Is it a GPS?
No. Is it a keyboard?
It's a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Keyboard cat.
I want to see a scene. You're in a movie, and JPC, you're a hacker, and you're hacking into the mainframe, and Adel's trying to get you to go faster.
Mm. Okay. I'm click. Okay.
Get into the mainframe.
I'm hacking into the mainframe.
Scooter, come on. Scooter.
There's so many firewalls that I have to bypass right now.
Okay, yeah, take them down.
Okay, I'm taking... Firewall 1 is down, and I'm...
Yes, go.
I've got a skeleton key, and I'm entering
Keep
into
going.
The Axis matrix.
Wait a minute. Stop typing for a second.
I'm sorry? I'm in the zone.
This is just a Microsoft Word document, and it says... SLDGFRRRDT225444LLSW.
I'm the little paperclip. Do you need help?
It looks like you're trying to hack into the mainframe.
You're just slamming a keyboard and typing into Microsoft Word.
It seems like you're trying to pretend you're a hacker. Do you need help?
Okay,
Clippy.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know. I don't know how to hack. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm nowhere near close to getting into the mainframe.
Would
you like to get a little kiss from Clippy?
Hold that thought, Clippy, because I want to take you up on that. Can I... Say something.
Seems like a separate direction for the scene to go, I am interested in following. So put a pin.
Well, let's do that. Here.
Put a
clip in it.
I'm going to leave the scene and want you kiss Clippy.
Okay.
Is that fun?
Yeah, and then I'll come back to this thing. So keep your thing.
You promise?
Yeah. Keep it hot.
You're going to put a pin in it?
I'll put a clip in it.
I actually don't really love pub trivia as a first date, so can we go somewhere else? I'm Clippy.
Yeah, Clippy.
NBA player was known as the round mound of rebound?
Oh, I know this. It's Karl Malone. I'm not into this, Clippy.
Do you want to go home with me? What'd you say?
Yeah, I mean, you're...
I'm Clippy. I can give you instructions.
You're very bendy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What
back to your scene.
What Microsoft Word mascot is married?
Okay, you said you had an idea? You said you had an idea?
Yeah, but I was trying to support this last scene. Let's go back to that.
Okay.
I'm married.
You're married, Clippy?
Yeah, I'm married to another computer thing that would probably be...
Mavis Beacon?
What's going on in here? It's me, Norton Antivirus.
Yeah. My boring,
are you fucking my Clippy?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Norton Antivirus wear protection. Always pops up. Ew. Scene. Clippy does not have STDs.
He's Norton Antivirus.
What fucking soup of a scene?
Okay, Clippy does not have protected sex.
Feels so much better without.
I'm sorry. It looks like you're trying to fuck me without a condom.
Casey laughed because Casey knows it's true. Clippy is having fucking wild sex with no protection.
I'm sorry. It looks like you want to raw dog me.
Casey.
But you don't be sorry.
God almighty.
Okay.
What have we done to deserve this show?
I'm sorry. Did you want to eat out Clippy?
And this is a podcast for kids.
Thank you, Aiden. This next riddle is from Lyric. Hi, I'm Lyric. I'm a longtime listener and recent patron. Thank you so much. Mm.
Whoa, you mean that Lyric went to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and gave us $5, $8, or $1 a month?
They
and that's
did.
The money that keeps us afloat and alive and puts food in our mouths and food in our butts?
And blood in our
it
dogs.
It helps us pay the people who work to make this podcast happen? It does.
Wait, we don't pay Casey.
Don't tell people are going to believe.
I give Casey a ride down here every day and I give him $450 of Wendy's. And it lasts him all week.
It might help if you read this.
And we pay Casey.
Yes.
Let's not start this joke.
Right, ready?
We pay Casey too much.
You started it.
I know, but somebody's going to be like...
This is my great-grandpa used to tell me all the time. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
12 men passing by. 12 pants hanging high.
What's his voice?
Each of them took a pair and left 11 hanging there.
Did you have instructions to use this voice?
Shut up. 12 men passing by. 12 pants hanging high. Each of them took a pair and left 11 hanging there.
So 12 men saw 12 pants. Each one of them took a pair, but there's 11 pants. I think I know the answer.
Pear, P-E-A-R.
It's a pear tree.
Mm-hmm.
One man took pants to carry all the pears in. They each took 12 pears.
Nope. But I ate a partridge in a pear tree for dinner.
I know what it is.
What?
12 men approached a tree with 12 pants. They each took a pair, meaning they forgot why they were there. They looked down. They saw their testicles. They cupped them and walked away.
Okay, I want to see a scene, Adel. You are...
why? why?
It's not anything to do with that. I wasn't listening to what he said. You're Johnny Cash near the end of his life, unfortunately. But near the end of his life, he put out a lot of work. So you're going to be putting out what is to be Johnny Cash's last album.
American 4?
It's American 5. Was it American 3, his last album?
Maybe.
Look, it doesn't matter. Which was a great album.
All those American ones. Yeah, they're all great.
This is Johnny Cash's last album. He's past his point where he's actually still doing good work. And you're going to be singing a song about 12 men walking past a pear tree, getting their pants off of it, and it's going to go pretty quickly into incoherence.
Great.
All right, Mr. Cash, you're an absolute legend. We're so happy
Thank
to be recording
you.
With you.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, and take one.
You're my wife, right?
Why don't we just record whenever,
take one
whenever
of,
you're ready.
12 pants.
12, yes, 12 pants.
Action.
Here we go. I went down to a tree wearing 12 pants. I took off those pants and I had gonorrhea. And I killed that whole town. Killed that whole town.
Okay, and now,
okay,
Mr. Cash, you told us you had a new song.
I'm a dying man.
This sounds like the song Ring of Fire that you wrote many years ago.
Uh-huh. I wrote this song?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought I was stealing from Hank Williams.
You know what?
If you wouldn't mind, maybe we just skip that song. Oh,
okay.
It sounds like we got most
Should
of
Should I change my name to Johnny Venmo? Is that something?
Johnny Credit. It seems like we got...
Oh, no.
No, I said Venmo.
Yeah. Oh,
don't try and correct my
jokes. All right, let's hear a different song.
Jokes.
You're right. Go ahead.
Let's hear a different song. This is your track number two.
Track number two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And just remind me, what are some of my other hot songs?
It doesn't matter.
Your other hot song...
yeah. Ring of Fire, you said...
Clippy, My Lost Love.
Yes, Clippy. I remember.
Yeah, okay. This is Clippy, My Lost Love from Folsom Prison.
Okay. Hey there, let me tell you a little story about Clippy, my lost love. Little icon on my screen making sweet love. Little metal penis going in my mouth.
All right.
Little
okay, I think
vagina.
We got that one.
Now
I think
I'm heading south. Johnny Cash eating
And we're actually going to bring June Carter Cash in for this one.
Yeah.
And you're going to sing that famous duet.
Is that Lil Wayne's real name, June Carter?
Yeah, June Carter Cash.
It ain't me. What is it? It ain't me.
It ain't easy. It's my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a duet?
Hey, yeah, hey. And I'll start it. I'm June Carter Cash. I'll start it.
Okay.
Hey, okay, and I'll be recording, and whenever you're ready, and go.
What's the name of the song?
It ain't easy. It's Mac.
Go away from my PC. Leave at your own chosen speed.
And I'm tinkering around on my Alienware, but I've dropped my glasses, I can't see.
I'm here to be on a computer, 'cause I'm on a PC.
Yeah, and I'm here on GeoCities to make a web page for my ditties.
Is a PC you're looking for,
PC.
Babe?
PC you're looking for.
Clippy joined us in our bed together.
Had a threesome with Clippy, the most metallic tasting pussy.
We're gonna recap what kind of sex it was. Johnny Cash, June Carter, Crash, and Clippy from...
Johnny June.
What? Huh?
I've got great news.
What is the news? I'm so sorry.
Wait, why is she apologizing?
Johnny,
did she poison me?
Johnny June, I've got great news. We weren't recording any of that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, again then. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, all right, look.
I'm so sorry.
Look, we're sorry we made you listen to that. I thought it was going to be better. I had no control over it. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to think about our crimes. We're going to come back here completely refreshed, and we're going to solve this fucking riddle with the 12 pants. We'll see you after a brief commercial brush.
I can't believe we sexualized commercial.
When I say stay, a smart dog does...
I'm staying.
When I say stay, a dumb dog does...
I'm braying. Hee-haw!
Jesus. Welcome back. We're a couple of dumb dogs.
Mm-hmm. Let's finish this riddle from Lyric.
Oh, fuck.
12 men passing by, 12 pants hanging high. Each of them took a pair and left 11 hanging there.
When you say each of them took a pair, mm-hmm. Is that something we should investigate?
Is that the crux of the riddle?
Eachem?
It is.
So the guy's name is Eachem?
It is.
Ugh.
In Lyric's defense, they told us that this was stupid.
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. The two of you are new parents. You have tried to name your child Eachem.
Mm-hmm.
The government has started a battle with you, so you have to rename it.
All right. Well, I'm... at a loss, honey, because Eachem was my only name that I liked.
We said we either named the baby after your grandfather and my grandfather, and since they're the same man and his name's Eachem, that's what we chose. And the government gonna try to come out here and tell us we can't name our baby Eachem?
All right, honey, I'm gonna try to stay positive. Let's try to make up a name, okay. You and I, right now. All right, ready?
First thing coming to my
sounds,
mind.
Just with sounds, all right.
Pickle Rick.
Michael.
No, it can't be Michael. I didn't like that John Travolta.
As a representative for the state, I will say Michael would be acceptable.
No, I don't like it. Let's make more mouth sounds. Skittle Beans.
Twamborn.
Puzzies and Riddies.
We would take Samuel Clemens Born, but not Twamborn.
Not Twamborn?
Puzzies and Riddies.
Gibbles.
Addle Refine.
Wait, what was that last one?
Puzzies and Riddies?
No, after that.
Sexy Clippy.
That's what it was. That's pretty good.
Okay.
How about we...
Wait, you like that? So we'll name the baby Eachem. Wait, what did you like?
Sexy Clippy.
Oh, I liked Eachem.
Adlerified.
See.
Can't believe we got to see your origin story. Pretty exciting.
That's how I was named. My parents share the same grandpa.
Well, everybody's parents share the same grandpa.
Are we ready? Are we ready?
No.
Hey, cuties.
Yes.
Ready?
It's called an Indianapolis Apex.
When I say sleep, a smart dog goes.
Good night.
When I say sleep, a dumb dog goes.
Gunfight. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay. So these are from Joel. And they're really fun. They're sort of like Only Connect style.
Does Joel say they're fun or do you say they're fun?
I say they're fun.
What does Joel say about them?
Joel says this. Give this a name. I don't know what it should be. I'll give you four crossword puzzle style clues. The answer to each puzzle is a different word or words. Once you have solved the four clues, come up with a final word that all four of the clues have in common.
And this is Joel Madden?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
This is Joel Murray?
Yes. No. These are, that sounds a little complicated. We'll do this example one.
Oh, well, the good news is I wasn't listening.
Ready? Avril Lavigne's skater.
Boy.
Great. Billy Idol's eyes without a.
Boy.
Nope.
Eyes without a what? Body?
Nope.
Billy Idol's eyes without a head?
Is this a hit song? Eyes without a face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deaf, blank, and blind.
Punk?
Cab.
Do you say no. Daft Punk?
Deaf, blank, deaf. And
deaf,
blind.
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
So,
which I don't think you're
so what are the three?
Yeah, it's not actually.
Not a PC term. It's more of a Mac term.
So wait, so it's boy, dumb, and head?
Nope.
Face.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, dumb, face?
Oh, JPC.
The feeling you get when you contemplate the universe is called being in
awe.
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 Boy, dumb, face, awe.
Boy, dumb, face. Oh,
what's a word that you'd face. Add to all of those?
Boy. Face. Aw, yeah. Face, yeah.
Some.
Aw, boy.
Boysome.
Boysome.
You're very boysome.
Can I just say, this pasta is so boysome. I will tell Chef Boyardee.
Mark, I haven't seen you since school got out, and over the summer, you got so boysome.
Covered in pasta? I know.
Pasta.
All right.
So this is
the
word...
example one, so I can just...
Wait, no.
And I'm
no.
sorry, you said there's a... So it was all boy, face...
So are we looking for like a suffix or a prefix?
No, it's a different word.
It's like, a word that does what with it?
Like it creates a phrase.
Creates a phrase.
Or like, yeah.
And is that order important? Boy, face,
no, the order's not important.
Fuck.
So you just, need to find it.
Is it fuck?
Fuck boy.
Yeah.
Fuck boy, fuck face.
Dumb fuck. Oh, fuck.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I see it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That first one didn't count.
I could take or leave, but the rest are good.
Yeah.
That first one didn't count. Here are the real ones. A Monopoly token.
Just like losing your virginity, the first one doesn't count.
What?
Just like losing my virginity, a Monopoly token.
You gotta lose it twice, baby.
I fucked a tiny hat. Yeah.
That's the answer.
That gives you some insight into my penis size.
I fucked the wheelbarrow. What are the pieces?
Hey, baby, I either fucked a tiny hat or an enormous
I fucked the treble board. It broke up with me.
You love those bad boys. Mm-hmm. Treble board. Sorry.
If you could fuck any board game, what would it be?
Probably, no.
Crossfire.
Don't Wake Daddy.
13 Dead End Drive.
Pretty
Princess.
What's the volcano one?
That's not a board game. That's a science fair project, my man.
Oh, Operation. Make that nose light up? So
not
satisfying.
Again. Not again.
Give us the nose.
Okay. A Monopoly token.
Hat.
You,
dog.
You got it.
It was hat?
Mm-hmm. Spaghetti.
Dog.
What a Swabby uses?
What Usnavi is this?
No, what a Swabby uses. I don't know what that means.
Swabby?
How do you spell it?
S-W-A-B-B-I-E.
Swabby.
What a Swabby is? Is that the question?
Uses. So it's like, I can also just like, what a janitor mate.
Swabby's what they call a cotton swab. I say, Gemma, can you bring me a Swabby?
What country is this person from?
I don't know.
Swabby.
Swabby to clean my ear holes.
My a member of the Navy. Typically one with a low rank.
Oh,
see,
it's like
we're
swab
learning
the deck.
Something.
Wow, so
Swabby.
Do we think that this person
swab the deck.
Do we think this person is a military person?
Well, we'll find out.
Because I've never heard the word Swabby before.
So what was the answer to that one?
What a Swabby uses.
So a mop or what?
Yep, a mop. A farmer's yield.
Farmer's yield is a sign.
No.
A farmer's yield.
Farmer's stop, a farmer's yield. That's like a California stop?
Yeah. A farmer's yield is when you just roll through a left-hand turn.
On a combine?
I gave a farmer's yield.
Farmer's yield is going to be crops.
Yep. So, hat, dog, mop, crop.
Hat,
tops.
Dog, mops, crops.
Dog tops.
No, what?
Oh, these are lyrics from Johnny Cash's last album before he died.
What's the word that you add?
Hat, crop, mop, tops.
Tops? Crop tops?
Top hat, top crop, top dog, mop, top, crop, top.
Dog
crop,
top.
Top hat. Okay, so I want to see a scene.
I'm kind of a dog top.
Your two fancy gentlemen And you're both buying monocles in the monocle store with your, and you're both wearing top hats.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear, let's take a look here so I can see. It's hard to tell what monocle to buy when I don't have a monocle to see the monocles.
You didn't bring one of your other monocles to buy a monocle?
Yes. Is this awkward for you, David Schwimmer, because your sister's monocle?
Ew, let's see, how could I fuck you over here? monocle.
Let's get back to purchasing them. Oh, this
okay.
Excuse me, storekeep.
Yes?
This monocle here, can you tell us what type of glass this is?
Of course. This is glass that we broke from a window in the fanciest building we've ever seen.
Excuse me, monocle salesman.
Yes?
Can you not use such a fancy accent? My friend and I are millionaires, and you look like a monocle salesman. So please, don't presume to use our rich people accents.
Okay, yes, of course. That's this.
And it seems like you're wearing... No? No?
TPC looked concerned for my health.
We didn't mean to bother you while you were in the restroom.
Yes. you're on the swabber.
Pass whatever you need to pass.
Yeah, you guys said I have a top hat and monocle and I...
Well, you have two monocles tied together through a paperclip.
Glasses, you idiot.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, is that's more glasses than it is monocles.
No, it's two monocles. I call them glasses, but they're monocles.
Well, you called me an idiot, so I will take my leave.
Honestly, they look like try-too-hard focals, if I am being honest.
Ooh, shots fired.
I have more money than the two of you combined.
Let's say how much money we have. On the count of three.
Let's put it all on the table, right? Let's fuck our tiny little hats, if you took parlance of the times.
Two.
$3 billion. What?
What? What did you say?
$3 billion.
What did you say?
I made an O with my mouth because I'm bankrupt.
cool.
I built a hotel on St. Charles Place, and I'm ruined.
Back to the riddles from Joel.
Back to the jokes. Back to the riddles now.
Okay. Did we get this one?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Top dog.
Types of this are violet, almond, buckwheat, and brook bright.
Pancakes. Characters in Charlie Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, brook bright is a
There's
character.
Violet, there's buckwheat.
Ready? Types of things that are violet, almond, buckwheat, and brook bright. Types
flowers.
Of this are...
They're all flowers.
Uh-huh. If I just met JPC only 5 minutes ago,
Run.
And I asked him out on a date, you might say that I'm...
Thirsty. A creep. Thirsty.
No.
It's
one word.
Ruining Mariah's life?
No.
You must.
That I'm
a cuck.
Forward.
This is, yep. Mm-hmm.
Forward?
Forward. Uh-huh.
So hold on. Flower forward.
Flower forward.
Which, of course, Karl Malone was a flower forward.
What you do when climbing a rope in gym class?
Fall. Get made fun of because of my butt.
Burn.
What's another saying?
Drop.
Oh, I am.
Tired.
I am. I'm having a hard time.
Reaching this top. Rope burn. Rope.
You're having a hard time. Weak.
No, I'm. Oh, the
dangling.
The blank is real.
The struggle. Shit is real.
Struggling.
Struggle.
Yeah. Struggle.
This
flower. Hold on.
Said
struggle.
Twice
Let's
in the
recap.
Title of David Bowie's item.
I'm sorry. Can
album,
we recap?
Sorry.
Struggle. Flower. What was the other one?
Rebel.
Forward. Struggle. Flower. Forward. Sorry. And sorry. What was the
The word is said twice in the title of David Bowie's album.
That would be Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song called Rebel Rebel. Does he have an album called Rebel Rebel?
No.
Fuck.
It's not that.
Oh, boy.
You can probably get it from those first three.
So what
Flower,
are they?
Flower, forward, struggle. Mm. What's a word that you add to those?
Flash.
No.
Flash forward, flash flower.
Forward, fast. Fast struggle.
Yep.
Fast forward.
Furious, fast, too fast, too furious.
Think of flower.
Two flower, two petals.
Flower.
Flower garden, flower,
flower,
power,
powder,
yep, power
forward,
power struggle, power station is the David Bowie one.
Power bottom.
Station.
I'm a dog who's a power bottom.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
I'm a dog. My name's David Bowie. Dance, babe, dance.
You remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the dog. What dog?
What
the
dog?
The dog with the struggle, struggle. Who do what? Remind me of the dog. I saw my dog.
Dog, dog. When a dog.
What is this our vaudeville act?
When a good dog is reincarnated as David Bowie.
Jesus. It's
Forget it. I'm going to do that, the labyrinth song in my vaudeville. voice. You remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the power. What power? The power of the voodoo. Who do you do? Do what? Remind me of the babe. Who's on first? This art form's dead.
That art form died, but that voice should have stayed. Okay, I want to see a scene. Adel, you are going to be a vaudeville doctor. Now, everything that you're doing is very serious, but you're going to be using the vaudeville voice to do it. I'm going to be a patient, and Aaron is going to be a concerned nurse.
Oh, hey there. Who's it? What's it?
Jesus.
Sorry to see you. I'm your doctor here.
Doctor
Florentine.
Is this Dr. Like Florentine here?
Florentine, just in time.
What's going on? Is this like a Patch Adams thing?
Oh, no. Patch Adams.
No, he is the resident here.
And just to be fair, I didn't Patch Adams. I operated on him.
What?
Adams, you know the patient next door?
Mr. Adams?
Yes. I didn't patch him up. He died.
Can you give him the...
Let me give you the news.
Yeah.
Do you want the headline or the full story?
Well, I don't know what that means. I guess I just need to know
I'll give you a little bit of both.
What's wrong with me?
Man has weeks to live.
Okay. How many weeks?
Huh?
How many weeks?
How many weeks?
Hey,
well, in a hospital, everyone's weak.
Doctor, can I just do a quick sidebar with you for a
What's
second?
That? But,
remember when we did that thing, that meeting about bedside manner?
Oh, sex?
No. The meeting we had about, like, being nice to people when we tell them that they're dying.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, let me rephrase that. What do you think you have?
Well, I don't know. I just came in with stomach pains.
Cold?
Stomach pains.
Colder?
Colder. I guess my head kind of hurt a little
colder.
Bit.
Colder?
Maybe my chest, like
warmer.
Let's play him off the earth. He's dead.
Time of death.
He has a doornail.
Time of death. He hurty.
That is dark. Okay, ready?
Yes.
What scissors are scared of?
What scissors are scared of?
Paper.
Paper cuts.
Rock.
Rock. Mm-hmm. Rock. On that, I actually want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paper. JPC, your scissors. And Adel, your rock, and it's we're three roommates.
Okay.
Can you smell what I'm cooking?
Oh yeah, it's like what I don't know. Is that it's smoky as hell? Is that smoky as hell?
I'm gonna take your Rudy Poo jabroni ass outside.
Is that halibut? Are you cooking halibut?
I'm cooking halibut.
Oh my god!
Hey, I'm Dwayne Johnson. I gotta eat proper.
Can I just talk about the elephant in the room, like really quick?
Is that about my weight?
No. It's just like we. All got like pretty drunk at the party we had last night, and like I covered Rock, and Rock kind of like pounded scissors, and scissors like you like cut into me like in the most beautiful way, and I just like wanted
to. Yeah,
we
scissored.
Yeah, we scissored. Oh fuck, that's the way. That's what I should have said.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, but yeah. So we scissored. Mm-hmm. I covered Rock.
I rocked your world.
Uh-huh. Rock scissors world. So like I just want to like clear the air, like. And, like, maybe, like, talk about, like, what's real, like, what's going on, what do we do moving forward?
Okay, well, can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I felt like there's a lot of sexual tension because we all said 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we said best out of three, 1, 2, 3.
And then it
three.
Seems like we were a little clumsy and awkward in Midwestern, and we said, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And once we said shoot, it seemed like a lot of stuff happened all at once, concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that I came a little quicker than I thought, but then I said, I just need a best 3 out of 5, and then I'll be ready to go again.
Sure. And when scissors
left.
Come, the cum comes out of?
The nose.
And the nose on a scissors is?
It's that little dot in the middle that connects the two blades.
And when a paper comes, where do papers come from?
Trees.
When Rock comes, where do rocks come from?
Paper, can I just say I love that you're wearing a t-shirt that says college rules.
This sucks.
This rules. Scene.
Okay. So
when a paper rock. Comes, it comes from?
Trees.
When a paper comes, it comes from?
Please.
ready?
Yes.
So Rock was the first answer. Drop me one of these.
Beats.
Line.
Yep.
Drop me a line.
A type of curve that shows normal distribution.
Breasts.
Bell curve.
Mm-hmm. What are you? What? What? True or false? Aaron Keefe is made of Lego.
False.
Mm-hmm.
So false, Rock.
Bell.
Bell curve?
No, bell.
Bell. Bell.
False, Rock, bell. What's the other
line.
One?
Line.
These are all Disney princesses.
Yeah.
False.
Mm-hmm. I love that Disney princess false.
She sucks.
Falsehood, false.
Rock
false tooth.
Rock.
False floor.
Oh, these are all types of lobster. Rock lobster, false lobster, bell lobster, no, lobster bell.
It's lobster false. Welcome to Lobster False. There's been a murder.
What?
Murder and lobster false.
We'll crustacean return. Damn well, near killed
this
them.
Is, this word is the opposite of a word we've that's been an answer.
What?
Already.
This word is the opposite word of a word that's been an answer.
This dog is a
cat.
Power.
Bottom. Forward.
Top.
Rock bottom. Bottom line. Bell bottom.
Bottom.
False bottom.
False bottom. Oh, false bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Like a safe would have like a false bottom.
Yeah, I don't love that. I feel like the first three are always real good. Fourth one's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's almost as if you wrote them in order.
All right, here's the next one.
That's also how our podcast goes.
Yeah.
First three, great. Fourth one.
It can be hard. It can be hard or a type of shaft.
Hard or type of chef.
Shaft.
Shaft. Oh, Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson, yeah.
Mm.
Shut your mouth.
No, it can be hard or a type of shaft.
It can be hard or a type of shaft.
Egg.
What are all the shafts we know?
Dick.
We know a penis shaft. We know...
Elevator shaft.
Elevator shaft. We know who's
John
a man with
John
a master plan shaft.
Yeah.
We know shaft.
Getting
shaft.
Hard
oh,
blank.
Shaft Boyardee.
It's either... It's like hard blank or
hard
blank
ball.
Shaft.
Hard ball or blank ball.
Hard blank or blank shaft?
Mm-hmm.
Drive shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In some workplaces, this is what Friday is like.
Ice
Hell
Cube.
On Earth.
Chris Tucker.
No, come on.
You got knocked the fuck out. Debo,
easy.
Debo's coming.
No.
Easy.
No, but it's more of a dress code.
Oh, formal.
Casual.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
formal
have casual?
Formal Fridays.
You don't have formal Fridays?
Yeah, monocle
everybody
top
wears
hat.
Their, everybody wears their prom dress or tuxedo. So what do we have? Look, can we recap? Sorry.
So we have drive and casual.
Drive and casual.
Your reflection or polar. We are polar.
Opposites.
Mm-hmm. The type of
polar seltzer.
These are all things that attract. Drive attract. Opposites attract. Paula Abdul.
This episode
MC
is brought
Scat
to you
Cat.
By Polar Seltzer, the only seltzer brand.
this one is confusing to me, but I figured it out.
Okay.
The type Swappers. Of nope. The type of cracker that can make you rich.
Uncle.
JPC.
I don't know how to love you. I don't know why I can't stand around saying goodbye.
The type of cracker that can make you rich is a Crackle Barrel.
No.
This is because
your tummy
oh,
will be
race.
Follow me in everything.
Thing is all right.
That's a good guess, but no.
I'll be the one to take you in.
Basically, who
night.
You can
you
break into this.
Leave.
Cracker, the type of cracker that can make you rich, a saltine.
Find
it's
nobody.
Not, it's not a
else like
food.
Me.
It's not a food. Cracker.
Safe
cracker.
Cracker.
Yep.
Safe.
So safe, opposite, casual drive.
Sex.
Yep.
Casual sex, safe sex, opposite sex, drive sex.
Drive sex.
drive
sex.
Drive sex.
When you say drive, a good dog says...
Aaron.
Oh, no,
nothing.
Sorry.
No, that's when, correct.
No,
that's correct.
Yeah.
A good dog says nothing because his dog doesn't know how to drive. When you say drive, a bad dog says...
How fast, baby? You're in a bad dog's car.
Another one?
Yes.
Yes.
Ma'am.
This one is a little bit strange, but I'm going to read it anyway. You
yes,
can be
him.
A sugar, or you can be a baby, or JPC can be mine.
What?
This is a puzzle?
What is this? Is this the same
yeah.
type of puzzle?
You can be a sugar, or you can be a baby, or JPC can be mine.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sugar daddy, baby daddy, JPC is my daddy.
No one.
Oh, no, is this my son?
No one does this with their phone anymore.
Put it down.
Hey, talk on it.
Yeah, but what?
Call.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation.
Daddy, call. I'm going to put on my bitchin' sunglasses.
Oakley's.
And pop my collar. What am I now?
Kanye
asshole,
West.
Frat shithead.
No, you're, I'm.
Too cool.
You
cool?
Too cool?
Mm-hmm.
So we have cool, daddy.
Cool daddy. What was the second one?
Call.
Call.
Cool,
change
call,
it.
Cool daddy.
Surf it. Beep, swim it. Or cross it.
Bop it.
Change it. Surf it. Swim
fuck
it. Cross
fuck it.
pool.
Mm-mm.
Wait.
What was it again?
Change it.
Change it.
Change it.
Surf it.
Surf it. Wave.
Swim it.
Wave.
No.
Fuck.
Change it.
Climate change.
Mm-hmm. Channel.
So channel.
Channel daddy.
Cool.
Cool daddy.
I would say focus on...
Daddy, cool, change, surf.
Call and cool.
Oh, maybe. Cool me maybe, daddy maybe, call
cool
me maybe.
Cool cigarettes. Mm. Cool call, close call. Cool call, cool call, cool, close cool.
Cool.
What's a close cool?
Cool bones. Call bones, daddy bones.
So daddy, cool.
Oh, these are all types of Adam Sandler movies.
Wow.
Big Daddy, 51st Cools.
51st Cools.
Are these types of spiders?
Meow.
Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy
cool
Long
that,
Legs.
Cool
Long cool
Legs.
Legs.
Meow. They're all types of cat. Cat Daddy.
Cat Call. Cool
Cat Call.
Cat. Channel Cat.
What is Cat Daddy?
What is Channel Cat?
I don't know.
What is Cat Daddy?
I'll look it up.
No.
Thank you, Cat Daddy.
No, okay. While Aaron looks it up, Adel, I want you to...
Cat Daddy. It's a song.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Adel, you're going to be at a spelling bee, and that's all you're going to get.
Can I have the word, please?
Your word is Cat Daddy.
I'm sorry. I think I misheard you. Can you say the word again?
Your word is Cat Daddy.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Mm-hmm. You, my man, are one Cat Daddy.
Okay. Language. Language of origin.
You can't talk to my son like that.
I can if it's in this voice.
Language
Wait
of origin.
Wait a minute, sir. You can't just steal anything you want in this store.
I'm taking this Trident gum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm operating on this man.
I'm taking. He looks like he has water on the knee, and I'm taking the butterfly out of his stomach.
Oh, you've played Operation before.
I have.
You're breaking up with me?
You're insufferable to be around, and I'm keeping the couch that we bought together.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice. That makes sense.
And Mr. Cat Stevens, you only have moments to live. Do you want to lay down your final track?
Please call me Yusuf Islam. Yes, I will.
I thought your name was each of...
Maybe it is. I don't keep up with things.
Each of Islam.
Yes, I'll lay down my final track now.
There you go. And this is called The Cat Daddy's in the... no, wait, you're Harry Chapin. I'm so sorry.
Your name is
Harry Chapin, and this is...
So forget all that stuff we said earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is your song, Cat Daddy's in the Cradle with the Silver Spoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cat daddy's in the cradle with the silver spoon. Get that spoon out of his mouth. That's a silver spoon. It's got arsenic in it, a common dyeing agent that we use on silver spoons. That's why the nobility is always crazy, because they're eating from silver spoons, and all the pipes are made with lead. So the Russian emperors are all fucking each other, and all the Romans are shitting their brains out, and marrying their cousins in old Italy.
Time of death? 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, great. That's it. Hope you liked them. Personal note. Hey, Riddle Riddle is one of the highlights of my week, and I appreciate everyone involved in making it all happen.
What liar put that?
That sucks.
I laugh
they compare us to Highlights
episode,
Magazine.
And I love you all for that. I'll be sure to make it up to Chicago for a live show sometime and meet you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's
Joel
a
Roche.
That's a contract.
Go ahead and use my full name if you want.
Well, Joel, it's a contract, and you can come to Chicago.
And you can always try to see at least one of us in a World News Tonight show at 8 or 10 p.m. At IO Theater.
That's right, baby.
Anything to plug?
Oh, my Adel, do you have anything
Adel,
to plug?
Adel, be careful during your plugs.
I want to plug. I want to plug my kippies. I have two little kippies, fries and briskets. Say hi to them.
Hey, can we do a check-in on
I'm a cat daddy.
Brisket's weight problem?
Brisket is still a chonk, but he's learned to sit like a little human with his legs apart.
I love that.
Which looks really funny because he's
still
got a belly.
Very chunky.
That's heaven on earth.
Because he's got a belly, it's very funny and adorable. If he was skinny, it would be like, stop doing that. But since he's chonky, I'm like, you look like a little Wilford Brimley. So I love it. You can check out their Instagram. I think it's at Fries and Brisket on Instagram, I think. Mm-hmm. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. It's only $5 a month. And it's fantastic.
Let's talk about some of the things that are on our Patreon. There's an episode with my parents on it. There's an episode with our significant others on it.
Mm-hmm. There's these things I do called fun shots that are like one shots with Aaron and JPC playing a couple of siblings that are insane.
We did a Disney one of those and a Harry Potter one.
There's all of our frickin' live shows. If we've ever done a live show and recorded it, which one of them is lost forever and only special people got to see it, then we put it up on the Patreon because we know that you, if you listen to this, you don't like fucking live shows. You don't want to hear the bad audio.
Including the one with Rob Corddry that's up there, an escape room episode.
Escape room episode. We have an acting class.
We have the mm-hmm. Hey Rid D&D episodes. They're all on yep. there.
Yes.
We have all the Hey Relationships and all
Which
of the
of favorites.
Public access TVs. Yes.
I guess what we're
favorite.
Trying to say is that we have bonus episodes. One a week.
A lot of my favorite episodes, if not most of my favorite episodes, are all accidentally over on Patreon. We didn't plan it, but here we are.
And here's a fun little thing to know. The Patreon is what keeps this boat afloat, so
mm-hmm.
it's what allows us to be independent creators, so please
support
us. It helps
us pay artists and helps us pay Casey.
Yeah, you can, hey, pay us $5 a month and then fuck it, don't even listen to this stuff.
Yeah,
just give us that money.
Most people don't, to be clear, most people do not listen.
That's how Arnie Parrott can write these sweet, sweet themes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Most people just hang out in the Discord, talk to each other. They do not talk to us. Every time I get into the Discord, it's like one of those old West towns where it's just people's clothes and it's just they drift to the floor slowly.
Mm-hmm. What's this now?
Huh?
JCC, what do you have to plug?
There's like a slide whistle effect that everyone goes away. Well, hey, why don't I plug my dog's Instagram? I believe it's Gooty Girl, GOOTIEGURL, I believe is what it is on Instagram. Mariah cultivates that. It is just pictures of spaghetti. Boy, oh boy, she got some good pictures on there.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and you can find my dog's Instagram through that.
Wait, your dog has an Instagram now?
No, I haven't made it yet, but okay. I will.
Yeah,
by the time this
is here, yeah.
And
what's
it's private.
The handle?
I don't know. I haven't made it yet.
We were recording this in September.
Beep. You can follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. It's private, but not for you. You are allowed to follow me. Mm-hmm. So please follow me, and mm-hmm. you can message mm-hmm. me. And it takes a few weeks. Usually give me 3 or 4 weeks to respond to one of your messages. I'm getting to them. I get a lot.
3 or 4 weeks?
Because the gift I give myself is like I'll take 2 weeks off of looking for them because it's like 50% criticism. But I really love the sweet ones and the ones where people are asking me questions or whatever.
I do that with responding to emails for the show. I do it on Fridays usually. So sometimes there's like 10 emails in there and then I'll just respond to them all in bulk on Fridays.
Right. So just give me a little time if you send me a message on Instagram. I get to every single one. So just give me a little second.
Oh, and while we're on this topic, because people send emails, I am not faulting you for doing this because we've really never said, but people send in riddles all the time. And if you do have riddles, send them in to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. But if you've sent in riddles before, we have seen them, but we don't want to look at them and we don't want to open them if you put riddles in the subject line because we don't want to spoil the riddles for ourselves. So we just keep them in a special inbox. If you've already sent them, there's no need to resend another email saying, just wanted to make sure you guys see this. We did see it, but we just haven't used it on the show yet. We may use it one day.
Yeah, I never open those emails.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, I see a lot of people, as it gets warmer out, wearing socks with sandals. I don't like that. What do you like? If you're wearing Crocs, if you're wearing flip flops or sandals, you shouldn't have to wear socks as well.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's a weird look because it's too warm for the socks.
I want to do two more rounds.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. This time we're going to start with Japes is the good dog and Aaron is the bad dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? When I say stay, a good dog does?
Stay.
When I say stay, a bad dog does?
Jupiter.
That was the two rounds.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Arnie Parrott did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
I'm sorry. I was going to say Jupiter twice.
I understood where you were going. I had Stupider all ready to go.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep,
Bart, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What that's, do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I?
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.